seed and crystal brand seed, and available in select varieties.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
It's after 9 o'clock. Good morning. We are back here. Our Wednesday talk around begins now. Talking Red River Area Sportsman's Club with the man himself, Greg Giroux. It's been a while. Welcome back into the studio.
Yeah. Looks familiar down here.
It does. It does. Well, I was going to ask you what's been going on.
Well,
I'm just going to let you put the key in the ignition and go.
We just went through the stack, yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot happening here.
We do. We got a lot of activities this fall. Actually, we've got 5 hunts this fall.
Wow. Is that a record?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. We're going to start out with the fall goose hunt for the kids.
Okay.
And our committee chair on that is Cindy Van Tassel. And she might be available this morning to kind of give us an update on where we're at as far as the number of hunters that signed up.
Okay.
So we might have to give her a call. But this is started a few years ago, and it's the full experience. You know, the kids get up, they have the breakfast, they go out and set the decoys and set up the blinds, and then get ready for the hunt. The land they go on has been scouted, and the guides actually get the permission to go on the property.
Okay.
So that's all taken care of. But then, you know, you harvest a few birds, and you learn how to clean them, and you pick up decoys and all of that stuff. It's a whole day.
Nice. Well, what a great experience, too.
I've been around a number of the kids that have gone on that, and I wish I would have been able to go earlier.
They kind of like it, yeah.
We get them hooked, yeah. So
nice.
Yep. So I don't know how many spots are available. Last time I talked to Cindy, there were a couple.
All right.
We might have to find out.
Okay.
But this is the whole thing. It's there's a pre-hunt on September 6th, and then the first hunt is September 7th, and the second one is September 8th. And they take 4 young people each day.
Okay.
And like I said, go through the whole experience, you know. I've kind of learned some of that stuff on my own over the years. And it's like, would have been a lot easier if I went with these guys.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am kind of envious. There wasn't anything like this around when I was a kid.
Yeah. So, and then like I said, we'll have to get an update from Cindy because I don't know the exact count. She is the one that manages that. There's a phone number on here for people to call to get signed up. So this one is the starter of the season.
That kicks everything off.
It really kicks everything off. And every time that I've talked to a young person that's gone on to that, they're ready to sign up a second time.
I bet.
That was great.
Get a book. Just get them do it once. That's all it'll take.
Yeah, that was fun. All right.
Number two.
I get to talk about this one, but I don't have to do anything.
All right. Yeah, good.
Nice. Yeah. But one of our affiliates, and this is the head of the Red Gun and Archery Club, North of Breck, they are having their 6th annual Clays of Gory Shoot. That didn't come out right. Clays of Glory Shootout.
There you go. There you go. Just got to slow it down a little.
Yeah, I guess I do. Anyway, Saturday, September 14th, starting at noon, and it's a lot of fun. They play a lot of shotgun games. They have trap and skeet and 5-stand. This year, it says they're going to do a rib cook-off.
Nice.
Well, I think I'm going to go just for that.
I was going to say, it got my attention
right
away.
It made me hungry already. And the rib judging and so on. But this is an all-afternoon event. It'll go till about 7:30, or sometimes they go when if people can want to continue to shoot. I've done these, and it's been I'm almost midnight when I got home a couple times.
So. Right.
But this one's a lot of fun. I've been out there. They do a great job. And if you want to go out and have some fun, blow the dust out of your shotgun before you go hunting, here's a way to do it. September 14th, starting at noon, That's a Saturday, Glaze of Glory out at Head of the Red.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next.
Next.
Number three.
This one I am involved in, but yep. This is the annual youth waterfall hunt for the kids, 16 and under. It's the, we call it the Marv Manock shoot. He started it many years ago and got this thing organized, but his family's still involved. Steve Manock is one of our partners, and this is a lot of fun for the kids. We can take up to 20. Our headquarters is out at the Teowakan Refuge,
okay,
south of Cayuga, and they get up early, get out there, you know, orientation.
The full experience.
Orientation, mm-hmm. Yep. Cover some hunter safety, how to shoot with dogs around, you know, you got to be careful. And once that's all done, we feed them breakfast.
Nice. Waterfall and food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Manock sausage.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's worth going by itself.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this one is September 14th, and you go to our website, www.rrasc.net, and go under the events tab,
okay,
and you'll be able to sign up for this one.
Perfect. So you can get that online.
Absolutely.
I like that.
We're switching over. We used to have the call-ins over at the Wappen Community Center,
mm-hmm,
and as we evolve into new technology, we can do it online.
All right. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And really track it.
So how is waterfall this year? Do we have a surplus? Is it looking good as we get into the season? Or
best I can tell you is a few phone calls that I made, and this one's going to depend on timing and weather.
Yeah.
Yep. So if the weather is going to drive the birds down from Canada,
mm-hmm,
this is going to be great.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be warm weather up there.
Forget it. They're going to camp out for a while. Yeah.
We've had a couple of years where that's happened. You know, we don't harvest as many birds. There's still some down here.
Yeah.
But not like the big days when it gets really cold up there and the birds
crazy.
Move and look out, here they come.
I remember that.
I've been out at the refuge a number of times, and you can't see the water for the birds on the lake. I mean, it's
that's a lot of waterfall.
Solid birds.
Right.
So if you catch it just right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we go from waterfall to pheasants.
Yeah. This one is the annual youth pheasant hunt. We've been doing this for a number of years. Again, you know, 16 and younger. This one is October 5th. And we have been... I almost want to say we have been blessed because we have been doing this a number of years on some private property out by Hankinson, and I've told you this many times.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a pheasant or a deer, I know where I'd like to live.
Absolutely.
Beautiful property. It's great habitat out there. Again, go to the website under events. You can sign up, and both of these hunts have a pre-hunt the day before.
Mm-hmm.
The waterfall hunt is out at Head of the Red. The youth pheasant hunt is out at the trap range north of Morton. You'll get some experience on shooting activities.
Yeah.
You know, it's clay targets, but
right,
still they're moving, and you get some experience if you haven't done that before.
Absolutely.
And again, this one is... open to young folks 16 years and younger. This one's limited to 15.
Okay.
And, you know, if the list is full, go ahead and sign up anyway, because if somebody happens to drop out, you know, we move them up. So we take 15 out here. And again, once the hunt's over, breakfast.
My breakfast.
Yep.
Love it.
Steve Manock sausage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
You know, I mean, we're going to have to get you out there sometime.
Yeah, you will. That's got my interest already. All right. Finally.
Okay. Now we're going to get to it. This is the big one. This is the Sportsman's Smoker. This is the big fundraiser for the year. This is our 35th annual. October 19th, Wapton Community Center. We've got a whole bunch of things that we want to do, so it's going to take more time. Mm-hmm. We're going to open the doors at 4 o'clock today.
Okay. Time. All right.
We have got raffles and games, meat raffle, silent auction, ladies raffle. Committee met a couple weeks ago. The gun count is up around 40.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to vary around that, but we're going to be giving away some really nice ones this
Sounds
year.
Good.
Yep. $20 for a ticket, and we'll feed you wild game stew, wild game chili. I did went down to the community center, weighed the meat. We're almost there.
All right.
It takes 120 pounds of meat to do this, and we're close. We've got 114 right now.
Where do you store that?
We are privileged where the community center is able to help us out. They've got a couple of freezers down there.
All right.
But, all right, yeah, come on down, have some fun, win some prizes. Bring your friends. It's open to the public. If you're you want to come and you're a young person, you got to bring a sponsor with you.
All right.
Grandma, grandpa, mom and dad.
Somebody but, over 21.
Somebody
yeah.
over 21. Yeah, yeah come that, on that down and still have some fun. We have tickets available. All the committee members have tickets. They're going to be distributed around town. We also have something new this year. We've got a gun raffle that's going on prior to the event. And then we're going to draw that night.
Okay.
So we'll be talking more about that.
A lot more about it.
Yep.
Between
As
now
we
and
get closer, and I've already got them printed. Guest passes.
Guest passes.
We'll
all
giving,
right.
We'll be giving those away.
Okay.
As we get closer to the event.
Fantastic.
So, you know, get everybody's attention on that one.
And that is the Smokers Saturday, October 19th.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right.
And I'll be back many more times. We're going to talk a lot more about this one. A
lot of ground to cover.
Oh yeah. And then the same day, and this one, it last year we changed the schedule a little bit. This is the ladies' rooster roundup.
Okay.
And ladies only pheasant hunt. And last year it got changed to the same day as the smoker because of some other things that got rescheduled and mm-hmm. family events and so on. But I tell you what, when those ladies showed up, I had more fun watching a couple of them. They were hilarious.
Yeah.
And they just got the crowd all wound up, and we had nice. A great time that night.
Good time.
Yeah. So this is a ladies' rooster roundup, ladies only hunt, and October 19th, registration. Abby Carlson is the chair for this one, and she does a great job pulling this all together.
Mm-hmm.
So... if you want some more information, 701-899-2636 is Abby's number, and give her a call, find out what's going on. I know that she's been really active in promoting this thing.
All right.
One more. And last year we started this, we partnered with the Band of Brothers,
mm-hmm.
and this is a hunt for veterans. This is going to be October 26th. The pheasant hunt for the youth, the ladies, and the veterans are all on the same property out by Hankinson.
All right.
And like I said, it's just beautiful out there.
Right.
And we've had some really good success over the years harvesting some birds. We do the demonstrations on how to clean them and preserve them, take them home, you know, and all of that. And one of the things for the youth hunt, and we haven't talked about this one before. The mentors go through all the birds that are harvested and pick the best-looking bird,
mm-hmm.
and that one gets mounted, and we give it to the hunter.
Nice.
Once it's mounted.
All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You betcha.
A lot of ground to cover, Greg. You're going
to
be back. We're out of time.
Many times.
But, you'll be in, I don't know what the next time is, but...
next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yep.
All right. Looking forward to that, my friend.
Yep.
Thanks for
All
stopping
right.
in. Greg Giroux.
It's been great.
Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Don't forget, 35th Annual Sportsman Smokers Saturday, October 19th. If you missed any of this, I'll podcast this interview early this afternoon. You can pick it up on our website. KBMWnews.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams.